us.
We live in a world that worships youth. For instance, in the sports culture, once you get to about 40, certainly anything past 40, so in my terms, you're what they term an alter yid. It used to be younger than that. When I was growing up, if somebody made it to 40, he was already, you know, one of the gedolim. But nowadays, you've got advanced training methods, all kinds of things that people do. They know what they're doing. They're much more scientific. You can make it to 40. But once you're a 40 boy, it's all downhill. In professions where there's a lot of importance placed on cosmetics, so for sure, by the time you get to 40, you're a has-been, you're finished. 25, 27, 28, 29 is pushing it already. But by the time you get to 40, you're finished. That's when you're talking about professions that have to do with the physical. Physical power, physical strength, physical quickness, physical beauty. But then there are other professions where, if you think about it, at least it should be that way, where you don't really get going until you hit 40. Now, I always used to say that, you know, we haven't yet reached the point where you're going to be voting for President of the United States who's 28 years old. We're getting closer. Obama was pretty young, but that really is a riot to the aside. Now you've got this nutcase in France. I think he's like 39 or something like that, a little Napoleon. But everyone realizes that, you know, it's just a riot to the insanity of it. You have somebody that young running a country, running a major power in the world. But we used to have a guy in the yeshiva. I mean, this is the ultimate story of, like, you know, of bizarre. The guy was 16 years old in an unnamed community in the United States, and he decided as a 16-year-old he's going to be the president of his shul. And he won. So I don't know who it speaks less about him or the people in his shul, but there's something very, very wrong with that. There's a certain appreciation that there are certain things in life that until you've reached a certain point of maturity, maybe 40 is the, you know, the bottom line, so you don't really get it yet. And basically what it comes down to is, what are we talking about? Are we talking about the physical, or are we talking about the spiritual? In terms of the physical, so the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world is that, you know, the physical human body, so it maxes out sometime where you're, you know, 25, 28, 29, and that's it. But in terms of the human spirit, in terms of the neshama, in terms of the seichel, so until you get 40, it doesn't really get moving. It's a very important thing to keep focus on in life and what we're being machshav in this world. And if you want the semel, the symbol of that, you don't really have to go very much further than the beginning of this week's parsha, because in a very, very almost insane, comical way, the Rishayim and the Midrashim point out that this is the message that Esav HaRasha comes to teach us. Hela told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Hailud as Yitzchak. The story of Yitzchak is that he's ben Avram. He looks like Avram. Avram is Hailud as Yitzchak. The late Sonny Ador made sure that that happened. And really all of Yitzchak's life is living the pattern of Avram Avinu and still managing to be Yitzchak and not Avram. Yitzchak, after 20 years, Zocha finally to have children, and you have the two diametric opposites. Vayetzer Rishon Admoini Kula Kadur Seor Vayikra Shemai Esav. V'yachrei kein yotza achiv, v'yadei achezis ba'akev esav, v'yikra shmo Yaakov. What's Esav? So the Torah tells us, Vayigdulu anaarim, Vayesav ishei deyat sayid ishsode. Esav is an ishei deyat sayid. He's a Ramai. Lotsod ul Ramai sasaviv bepiv. He looks great on the inside, on the outside, and on the inside he's rotten. What about Yaakov? He's exactly the opposite. Ishtam, simple, nothing too fancy, nothing too impressive. Yeshev or Holeim, but he makes sure to sit in this tent and the other tent and make sure he gets it over and over and over again. He goes through the same Shakavataria 400 times until it's going through his bones. Yaakov is totally internal, Esav is totally external. Yaakov is totally emesdik, he's totally sincere. Esav is totally impressive, but inside he's a botlin, there's nothing really there. But perhaps the wildest thing about Esav is not the fact that Esav is such a fake. It's how Esav was born. Now, why is it called Esav? So Rashi tells us he's called Esav, why? Because the way that he was born was Nasev Enigmar. Esav means Asui, he's made. Admoni Kulei Kaderes Seyar. All Rishonim basically tell you that he was born with, you know, a full head of hair, nice curly red locks. But the wilder Midrashim come and tell us other things, that Esav was born with a full set of teeth. And there are even Midrashim that tell us that Esav was born with a nice, festa beard. You see a two-month-old kid with his Norelco over there, you know? That's before he gets on the Harley Davidson with his spiked helmet and, like, drives away. But that's Esav. Esav is the ready-made man from the time that he's born. And there's a very, very powerful Kli Yakar that tells us that the reason that Esav was born in this very, very strange, weird way is to tell us a lesson. He calls Esav a Mephes. He's a sign. He's an enigma. What's Esav tell us? So Zok the Kli Yakar, Shenasev enigmar besarei zeh, hu simen shiyeh ha'olam hazeh chelkei v'goyrolei. That's a sign that Esav is the master of this physical world. V'lo yiyeh loy oid chelek ba'olam hanitzchi. And he's not going to have a chelek in the next world. Ki ahevdil bein kniya shnei mine shleimus elu. The difference between acquiring perfection, fulfillment in this world and in the next world, who's that? Ki miyad kishenoilad ha'adam, once a person's born, hu mishtamesh bekol hakeli magashmian, all of his physical attributes are really there for him already. He can hear, he can smell, he can see, he tastes his food. He immediately has physical drives. But the intellectual kelim, his mind, his spirit, a kid has no brain when he's born. He's just a blob. He's born like a wild little donkey. He doesn't have a seichel yet. But when he develops, when he grows up, yifakach in seichloi, then his mind begins to develop. Therefore, he concludes, the reason that Esav was born like such a freak, totally complete, Zemayfes al seichel ikar tashmishov. Biu beklia chaymer anasim minigmarim beisi voldei veino maisivim batsmusam shuvim taisefes. It's a mayfes to show us that this kid, who's born complete, that's because he's a person of this world. And things which are physical, things which are this world, they don't take time to develop. A day, two, three, maybe 25 years. But then after that, it's all downhill. And for that, we need an Esav. For that, we have to have this freak occurrence that you have this little baby who's born with a beard and teeth and long hair to show that physical properties don't take very much to develop. And after a while, after 25 years or so, they all just start going downhill. The mice of the world that we live in is an amazing place. It's amazing in the fact that, today you can do almost anything instantaneously. You forget about email. Take my cell phone out of my pocket and for absolutely free talk to anybody on the face of the earth, basically, within seconds. When I first got here to this country, in order to talk to America, you had to make an appointment down at the post office. It was a schlep and a pain in the neck, and the connection was horrible also. Finally, we got more advanced, and you could collect, and you could call collect, or you could get what they called a phone card. Astronomical amount of money. It took time. The connection was no good. But this, instant. You do anything instantly. The microwave is an incredible invention. 2.5 minutes flat, you have warm food. It's not the best, but it works. Instant. You don't have to spend any time. And we don't like to spend time. But the truth of the matter is that there's a cost for that. And one friend of mine, I don't know whether it's his line or he was quoting somebody else, but it's a very, very true statement. He said, the problem with time is that it takes time. Time heals all wounds, but it takes time to do that. Somebody can go through a very painful experience, but you got to spend the time. You have to wait for the time to pass. Time breeds wisdom, but you need to wait for the time to pass. And time brings maturity. But without the time, so there's no way to become mature. Problem is that we want everything to happen instantly. We want to achieve the goal without going through the time. And that's impossible. But if we take a look at Esav and we keep his picture on our wall, so we realize that sometimes things are worth waiting for. And that's the big message over here. That's the difference between Esav and Yaakov, aside from the Emes, aside from the Ramos. But Esav is the one who teaches us that if you want something, you have to wait. You have to invest, and you have to wait for time to elapse. So Pasuk in Tehillim, Lemnei Shemenu Kein Hoda, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Modia himself to us according to our days. We can't really have an appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because how long do we live? 120 years. But B'derech Melitza, they say, Limnos Yomeinu Kein Hoda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu informed us that we should count our days. I remember when I was your age, not so long ago, I was very, very goal-oriented. I have to get my degree by the time I'm X years old. And I have to finish Shas by the time I'm X years old. And I have to accomplish this by the time I'm X years old. Everything was goals, 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 goals. I don't remember at what point it was, but one day I was taking a walk and I realized, you know something? Forget about the goal, but did I have a good day today? What about yesterday? And what about tomorrow? Because all too often we're so busy, caught up with all of our goals of what we have to achieve, we forget about the fact that the most important goal is having a good day today. Of course, there has to be a backdrop. But you put together a day or two or five or six, 120 good days in a row, your goals that you had before that are going to turn into different goals. Better goals, bigger goals. But that's only if you live the here and the now. You're not so focused at the end point. And every day you make sure that you have a good day and you let time elapse. And then internally, you begin to change. That's the difference between Yaakov's way of looking at the world and Esau's way of looking at the world. Yaakov, let's just build ourselves now. For today, little by little. Esau, how impressive am I going to be? Today, who cares? I mentioned it before, and it's something Kedai to keep in mind always. And Mashkiach, first time that I heard it from him many, many years ago, is that Tzaddik HaTomer Yifrach. The difference between a Tzaddik and a Rasha is that the Rasha wants everything now, instantly. A Tzaddik is like a Tamar. A Tamar grows very, very slowly, very, very gradually, but very, very tall, very, very strong, very, very long-lasting. And that's really the key to anything successful in life, is you have to have a lot of patience, and you have to realize that unless it takes a long time to get there, chances are you're not talking about anything which is really worth very much. Especially in yeshiva. It's very possible to go through a lot of time in yeshiva. A day, a week, a month, even years. And to say, what did I really accomplish? Fine, I was Messiah Meseches Bava Basra this year. I turned all the pages. Do I really know it? Let's say that I didn't do that. I listened to a bunch of shiurim. I remember the last time we did Bava Metzia. So one of the Talmidim from the shiur, I met him like 5 years later. He was in Lakewood. He said, I still have all of the sheets from all of the shiurim from Bava Kama. Someday I'm going to take them out and I'm going to understand them. He had hope. But on the other hand, it can be depressing. You know, at the end of it, I don't know what he was talking about. What does the outline mean? But the answer to the question is that it's not true, because you're growing internally. And you may not see the progress today or tomorrow or next week or even next year. But eventually, at some point, you turn around and you realize that Tzaddik HaTomer Yifrach, gradually, by putting one day in front of the next and the next day in front of that, you made yourself into a different person. And that's how a real person grows b'tmimus. Not like Esav. Esav, by the time he's 27, it's all over. 40, he's a total has-been, over the hill. Because he's a body. He's a physical man. With long, beautiful red hair and physical prowess, but not much internal. Person wants to really be something that's worthwhile, that doesn't really get good until you start hitting about 40, 45. And then the seichel really starts to develop, because you have enough time from behind you. Then you can go on and become the President of the United States, or whatever you want to be. Just make sure, though, that by the time you're 70, you don't act like a 2.5-year-old. Act your age. Because that's what it's all about. One day in front of the other. 1 week in front of the other. 1 month in front of the other. A person grows slowly and gradually. And eventually, that has a real kiyum. Have a good Shabbos.